Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin said today it is inevitable that the health service will have to move to a seven-day roster. This comes as HSE Chief Bernard Gloucester said he is seeking to introduce a permanent seven-day working roster for hospital staff. Nurses and other healthcare grades work on a seven-day roster, but other hospital staff work on a Monday to Friday basis only. Today, the Irish Medical Organisation has warned that the HSE plans to introduce seven-day working rosters will not make any meaningful difference if capacity and doctor recruitment and retention are not addressed. Well, we're joined now in studio by Professor Matthew Sadlier, who's Chair of the Consultants Committee of the IMO. And Matthew, you're welcome to the programme this evening. So, as I say, the thought they're saying today, this seven-day roster plan is inevitable. Would you agree?
I think in the very long run it probably is, but I don't think we're in a position where we are able to implement it anytime soon. And that is the problem that we are here talking about. I mean, I've been here a number of times saying that, you know, the medical staff in the hospitals in Ireland do work over 7 days, not in a rostered fashion, but in a overtime and in an on-call fashion, which means that doctors in this country have historically averaged huge numbers of hours per week. We still have junior doctors who work in times exceeding the European Working Time Directive. So any concept that the doctors of Ireland are not working the right hours in hospitals is something that we always have to push back on, because it is just not true.
Yeah. Well, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar actually acknowledged that today, because he's also been commenting on all of this. And he said it is important to acknowledge that people who work in the health service do work weekends and work nights. He actually said that sometimes they get a bit offended when people imply that they don't. But he said the current roster involves more of an on-call system in the evenings and the weekends, and not enough of it is happening in the evenings and the weekends, the 24/7 service. So he said it's a shift that needs to happen.
No, and as I say, in the IMO, we've never disagreed with that, and we've no ideological problem with the system working over a seven-day basis. But the problem is that at the moment, if you were to work the system over a seven-day basis, there's three major issues to address. First of all is you need to increase the number of staff members, because all you'd be doing will be robbing Peter to pay Paul. You'd be taking staff out of the system midweek, reducing the productivity midweek to put at the weekend, potentially increasing the productivity at the weekend, but actually overall by the end of the week you haven't increased the number of patients who've been seen, the number of patients who've been treated, and the number of patients who've been able to be successfully discharged from hospital. The focus on discharge from hospital is a complex problem and involves a community, both a formal and informal community solution. Like, it is very easy to discharge somebody from a hospital and from the hospital staff. I mean, all we do is we sign a discharge form and we give somebody a prescription and we let them out the door. But if we know that that person won't be able to get their medication or that prescription filled that day, if we know that they may have dressings that need to be seen, if we know that maybe we aren't able to organise their home care, or maybe their family aren't in a position to look after them when they go home, we can't discharge them from the hospital. So, you know, to increase the discharges from hospital is not just to do with the hospital care, but it also has to do with the overall health care, and also, you know, to a certain extent, a societal issue, because, you know, society runs on a 5/7 basis. And then from a staffing perspective, to get staff to work, you know, onto these different rosters and to work routine hours on Saturdays and Sundays, you know, we did a survey of it in the IMO, and what came back as the number one issue, and it's very important that we emphasise that the number one issue is nowhere near payment or salaries. The number one issue was childcare. And I still find it amazing that we have hospitals in this country who employ a large number of people who don't have on-site childcare, and especially on-site childcare at weekends, to allow staff to be able to work, you know, these extended hours. So unless you solve those non-contractual issues, you know, that would allow that flexibility, then, you know, we're not going to be able to achieve what they're hoping for.
I just wonder, though, you know, if we just take the childcare issue as an example, I wonder what all the people working in retail or people working in hospitality who work, you know, weekends, who work nights, what they would say that they manage, you know?
They do, and, you know, and they manage with incredible difficulty, I would imagine, and it is very difficult. So, as I said, this is a wider societal issue that we are going to have a discussion about if we are going to try to do this. What you find in hospital and in healthcare, and in fairness, you probably find this in all industries, is a lot of people have partners who also work in healthcare and in the same industry, which does then make the childcare issue at weekends that little bit harder. But if we're saying that the healthcare is a critical infrastructure for the country, then this is an issue that would need to be addressed to allow people to work these, you know, five over seven rosters.
I know that bed capacity is something that consultants have talked about a lot. The HSE has done this investigation into discharges from hospitals at the weekends, and I'm sure you've seen that. It's found that hospitals discharge about three times as many patients during the week as they do at weekends. Now, taking into account everything that you've said there about, you know, community supports and all of that, it would help bed capacity if there wasn't this backlog every weekend, wouldn't it? That if the discharges were happening on a regular basis throughout 24/7.
Well, I mean, the thing that worries me about this ongoing discussion about discharges is that we're talking about patients like they're almost cattle. We need to talk about quality of patient care and patient recovery, you know, and we know that from problems that have happened in other jurisdictions that an overall focus on targets, whether it's 4 hours in emergency departments, number of discharges a week, can lead to a sort of a target-based attitude among staff and culture, which is something that the Irish Healthcare Service has never had, and we don't want to get into that space. The reason we are so obsessed about numbers of discharges is because we don't have enough beds. If we had enough beds in the system, we wouldn't be as panicked about the number of people who are discharged.
The whole point, Matthew, is like that I'm trying to make is that it would certainly help the number of beds that we have in the system, free up number of beds if people weren't waiting the weekend to get discharged. And again, I take your point about not wanting to turn patients into cattle, but I think you must know, if I know, that there are patients that will be sitting in hospital over the long bank holiday weekend now, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, who are ready to be discharged, who want to be discharged and who can't be because there aren't senior decision makers around. Because I know it's happened to family members of mine, friends of mine. I'd be surprised if there wasn't, you know, a family, every family around the country who hasn't had that experience or knows somebody who's had that experience.
No, and look, I can't disagree with you on that. I mean, you have to take into consideration there's more people sitting in the hospital bed because of the community services that they're going to be discharged to. But the other problem that we have is if we don't increase the staffing, then what you're going to have is patients sitting around on a Tuesday not being able to be discharged because the senior decision maker who will be there to discharge them on a Tuesday has now been rostered to work on a Saturday.
But is this not all part of sort of a jigsaw puzzle where you're not fixing one problem in isolation? I think that's partly the point you're trying to make when it comes to community supports. But I suspect the direction the HSE and the Health Minister for Health is trying to come on this at this is if you do have 7 day working, right, and you start to discharge patients on a more regular basis, and then you free up bed capacity, and then you solve to an extent the overcrowding problem, then you bring down the stress levels of staff on the sort of Monday to Friday basis because they're not dealing with people on trolleys as much because some of the beds have actually been freed up over the weekend. So you're bringing down stress levels and improving working conditions for everybody, which makes it easier to recruit more people into the health service. You know, these things all have to work. Do you get me? It's one part of the puzzle. It's not the solution.
Oh, I mean, and nobody disagrees with that, you know, that the solution is a complex one. And, you know, we do have to recruit staff. We do have to retain staff. But I do think focusing on this, you know, working over the 7 day roster with the numbers of staff we had, we have to increase the number of beds we have. You know, in the year 2000, we had roughly the same number of beds as we do now, which is somewhere just shy of 12,000 beds. And in the year 2000, we had a population of 3.7 million. We now have a population of 5.2 million. So, you know, we do need, you know, not just 1,000 more beds, we need 4,000 or 5,000 more beds. And that would take a lot of the pressure off. We can work to a 7 day roster. And as I said, we have no objection to that. And most healthcare workers, you know, realise that this is a, you know, a 7 day week profession. But if we want to do routine care at the weekends, we do have to increase the number of staff because there's no point thinning out the number of staff, you know, Monday to Friday to add them in on Saturday, Sunday.
And that is the plan, isn't it? The government plan to try and increase the number of consultants, increase the number of nurses.
Oh, it is the I mean, absolutely, it is the government plan. But what we see is we have, you know, a couple of hundred vacant consultant posts because we have difficulty recruiting in this country. And one of the issues with recruiting was obviously the consultant pay cut, you know, the terms and conditions. But there's also the other aspects to working in this country. As I said, you know, on-site childcare, on-site, you know, the issues of an employment that an employer gives to, you know, to encourage recruitment into the service. And I always say, you know, that the healthcare service in Ireland should be treating its workforce the same way a big multinational, you know, treats its workforce and looking at those softer sides, you know, the non-contractual things, as I say, like on-site childcare, you know, even having, you know, the canteen running over Saturday, Sunday or middle of the night, you know, the things that makes working in an environment a nicer place to work. And if we did solve all those problems, we will get there. But I mean, our core point today is we don't have a number of beds. Discharging more people at the weekend will not solve that. You know, the discharge numbers has got to do with urgent care. We still have hundreds of thousands people on waiting lists, which is routine care. So even if we increase the number of staff today, you know, and we spread them out, that's still not going to reduce those waiting lists.
So can I just ask you finally then, the new public sector pay talks expected to begin this summer. Government will be seeking the introduction of permanent 7-day working rosters for hospital staff as part of that. Will you be opposing that?
As I say, not in ideologically, but, you know, the devil is in the detail in these options, and we'd have to look at the details. So obviously, on, you know, I'm not going to give a nod one way or the other on national radio today. But I mean, as I say, ideologically, we have no opposition to 7-day working. We know that this is what happens. And I say almost all our members work 7 days a week. They work the on-call, as the Taoiseach has said.
All right. We'll leave it there for the moment. Thank you for joining us this evening. That's Professor Matthew Sadlier, Chairman of the Consultants Committee of the IMO.